Mark, 30-second stations. Your next and final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime. Coming up on 15 seconds until airtime. Mark, 15-second stations. Have fun.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Now, welcome into BYU Basketball and the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. I'm your host for this one night only, Cleon Wall. BYU taking on Alaska at the Marriott Center tonight. And joining me from the MC is the MC of tonight's broadcast, Mark Duran. I'm not talking about the Master of Ceremonies either, Mark. Do you want to break off a raft for us? Looks like we can't hear Mark right now. All right, looks like we're going to have to get back in. Mark is actually going to be joining us from the Marriott Center through phone because we still need to get the broadcast equipment to the Marriott Center for tonight's basketball game between BYU and Alaska. And now joining us from the Marriott Center is Mark Durant. Mark, how you doing this evening? The Marriott Center, I believe, is a pit when it comes to cell phone coverage. It's not that great. You know, let's get to this first portion, and let's take care of the carrier hot and cold feature. What I wanted to talk to Mark about is his overall thoughts from game one, that game where BYU was tied 44 all at the half, and then they kind of poured it on in the second half and won by 28 points in that game, scoring 103 points in the process. So Carrier hot and cold, turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utahcarrier.com. I'll tell you the hot for BYU from that first game. It's that the Cougars have a lot of guys to make threes, and we're not even talking about Chase Fisher or potentially Jordan Chapman. Neither of those guys even played in that game. In that first game, you had several three-pointers from several guys out there that were hitting. You had guys like Nick Emery. You had guys like Chase Fisher didn't play in that game. But you had a guy like Jake Toulson. It was amazing how many three-pointers these guys made in those first few games. They were definitely the hot on this evening. And we also didn't see Kyle Collinsworth in that first game. No, he's not really a three-point shooter. Maybe he's going to be a threat coming up in the game tonight. He will play tonight. The cold, you could say, is definitely going to be injuries. I mean, these guys, it just seems like each game or practice or scrimmage, whatever, it seems like some guy goes down with some sort of an injury, and ankles seem to be the big issue at this time. So it will be very interesting to see if BYU can stay healthy. Some of these guys are not going to be playing in this game tonight. Other guys that haven't played in previous games are going to be playing in tonight's game. We'll hear from Dave Rose coming up after this break. You're listening to Cougar Basketball and New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology, from sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at lesolson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
Cleon Wall filling in for Gregor Bell. Welcome back into the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Earlier this afternoon, the play-by-play voice of the Cougars, Gregor Bell, caught up with Coach Rose. The coach talked about guys' health, who's going to start tonight, and the type of competition the Cougs could face in the Alaska Seawolves. Let's listen into their conversation.
Yeah, we're excited about this this game tonight. I think that hopefully we can make a lot of improvement from last Friday's game. And this team is a little bit they play different than Arizona Christian. They're not as dry. They don't drive it quite as much, and they're not as maybe as athletic. But they really share the ball. It's a good shooting team, although they didn't shoot the ball very well last night against Nevada. But it's a team that I really like watching them play. I like the way they play. They share the ball. They got a big guy inside who is a little bit, he's not the quickest guy in the world, but he's good with the ball, and he facilitates the ball well to cutters and is a decent scorer around the basket. So they have size, they have a little bit of athleticism, and then they really play a style that will be good for us to guard tonight.
Good to give your guys different looks in these exhibition games?
I think so. I think that's, you really like it when the two games are so dramatically different. We got a team last week that we don't see that very often in our practices because of how aggressive they are as far as driving the ball, and it took us a while to adjust to that. First half wasn't our best half defensively, and tonight we should be better all around because we're going to start Kyle and Chase and Nate. So those are your three most experienced guys that have been with you, and so we should have better communication out front. And those guys should give us some real leadership.
Your other starters, Nick and Jake, maybe?
Yeah, we'll start Nick at the 3 and Jake at the 4 tonight, and kind of get a look at that while we have Jamal and KD that aren't playing tonight.
So no Jamal, no KD, and then Corb and Chat also out.
Yeah, Chat's ankle that he sprained in the I think that was actually the Cougar tip off, and then KD and Jamal, had turned ankles in the exhibition game. So tonight there's a lot of things we really want to do, but probably maybe the most important thing is hopefully we play hard, we play aggressive, and that we come out of this without anybody hurt.
So in the meantime, you've had some guys step up and take advantage of minutes available, Jacob Hartsock and Braden Shaw primarily.
I look forward to really watching Braden play minutes tonight at that 5 behind Nate. And then Jacob had a really good offensive game last week. Came in, hit his first four or five shots. Jacob needs minutes on the floor. He just needs reps so that we can show him in film. He can learn. And basically it's learning our system, our defensive system, some of our calls that we have. But I really like the confidence that he played, that he had the other night.
You're not going to be a four-guard team like you were last year, but you will go four guards to start tonight. And you're going to see times this season where you see, say, Nick and Kyle Collinsworth on the floor at the same time.
I think that's something that Kyle is just part of. Having him in your program that allows you to do that, and what we do and how we play, to be able to get a really aggressive, skilled guys on the floor, it's a real option for us. And then, you know, obviously the development of Corbin will be really big for this group of guys. And then, you know, the depth with KD and Jamal. I think that our post, you know, our post minutes will be so besides being so many more post minutes, the quality of those minutes will be so much more comparable to how we played maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago.
You'll learn more tonight, of course. How do you think the team is pacing in terms of getting ready for the opener 6 weeks or 6 days from tonight?
Well, you know, besides the setbacks with some of the guys missing practice, I think it's been great. These years are always really interesting to me because we had those 10 practices in the summer and the 4 games when we went to Spain. And so this has seemed like a long practice time. You know, we've a lot of coaches will tell you, well, we just started practicing and now we have a game. For us, we're ready for games to go and ready to get going.
Just on Kyle and Chase for a moment, they didn't play in the Cougar tip-off or that, the exhibition game. Again, Chase got hurt, right, early in that. But having them both back this week, have they looked good?
Yeah, both of them look great. I think that, their leadership is really needed with this group, and that's what I really hope we see. Even though we shot the ball well in the second half the other night, we look pretty scattered at times, and hopefully you'll see a lot more of what we do and how we want to do it. And maybe to the normal fan, you'll see, you know, a lot of the same things. Guys racing up the floor, trying to get the ball in the post, and then cut and fill, and then hit shots, give up a good shot for a better shot. But for us, it's how we do it, and it's kind of within the system, and hopefully that will clean up and look a lot better with these more experienced guys out there.
Last thing on Nick, when you see the way he's playing now and you go back to when he hurt his foot, are you surprised he is where he is right now, giving you what he's giving you?
Well, when you start from that spot, yeah. Probably, you know, the toughest thing with Nick has been, you know, it's tough for any midterm missionary to come back and have that right from the very beginning, that great start, and then move forward. But Nick had all those setbacks. He had came in off of 2 surgeries on his neck, one on each side, and then he had his toenails removed, and then he had the foot injury. But the last probably 2 weeks, he's looked like what we, you know, expected him to look like, you know, maybe right in the first summer when he got back.
All right, looking forward to tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, that is Cougar head basketball coach Dave Rose with the voice of the BYU Cougars, Greg Rebell. It's now time for the Les Olson game management key that will secure a Cougar victory. How will the Cougars manage the game tonight against Alaska? Well, I think that what Dave Rose said was that this team is going to slow things down. They're not going to drive to the basket as much, so it's going to be imperative for BYU to force turnovers. That's going to be a little difficult this time around since the perimeter guys are actually packing it in a bit more and not taking as many chances trying to get steals. But they're going to face plenty of teams like that this regular season, so why not test it a bit tonight? Maybe take a few more chances. Secure some turnovers, get some easy buckets. That is the Les Olson game management key. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. That's going to do it for the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season, and a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home, and from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Rubel discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-2880. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
For 60 years, we've empowered businesses with cutting-edge technology from Sharp multifunction copiers to managed IT services. To kick off our 60th year, we want to thank you for trusting us with your business by giving away 60 tech devices in 60 days. From now until Christmas, winners will be picked daily, ending with our grand prize, a Sharp 60-inch TV. Will you win? Enter at LesOlson.com/technology.
Les Olson.
Celebrating 60 years.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goes!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar Courtside Seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Filling in for Mark Durant tonight. Well, not Mark Durant, Greg Wrubell. Mark Durant's actually going to be joining me. I'm Cleon Wall, and this is the Cougar Tip-Off Show. Mark Durant is down at the Marriott Center right now. Mark, how you doing this evening?
Well, you did kind of fill in for me in that first segment, so I think you're filling in for both me and Greg tonight.
Hey, Mark, I'm grateful you're joining us. We didn't see Kyle Collinsworth a lot in game one. We did get to see a lot of it, Nick Emery. And earlier this week, he said it's different being the guy that doesn't really handle the ball all that much.
There's definitely a lot of difference. You're coming off screens more and you're having Kyle find you. And, it's an adjustment for sure, but it's a lot of fun playing with Kyle and Chase and Jake out there.
Nick is going to be a starter tonight. They're going to have a four-guard lineup, Mark. You like Nick as a starter as we go into the season, or do you like him as a spark off the bench? Me, personally, I'd love him to come off the bench. Ball handling, instant offense. He could also finish the game, too. What about you?
Well, I'm really impressed with Nick. Obviously, he was a tremendous high school player, but it's been a while since he's really played competitive basketball. He's had some injuries, so I've been really pleased putting on with how he's come out and played, and it certainly, by no means, in any respect, do I want Kyle Collinsworth to have any injuries whatsoever, but it's a blessing for Nick Emery to be able to kind of assume that role and be a leader of the team early on and get some experience, get some confidence, and I think you saw that in the exhibition game so far. But now he's going to kind of have to figure out a way to play with Kyle and play without the ball in his hands as much, like you said. He will, I think, get a lot of minutes backing up Kyle, resting him, but he's going to have to get used to that two or three spot. But I think you need him on the floor. Whether he starts or not, he's going to play, 25 minutes a game. And so I don't know that matters as much, but he's got to kind of figure out how to play with Chase and Kyle, guys that are kind of be your scorers, and realize he's not going to be the focus of the offense. He's going to have to find a way to contribute in other ways, defensively, and knocking down the open shots. But I really like that he's got a chance to kind of run the team and show what he could do and get some confidence, and certainly has been playing great basketball, which pleases me very, very much because it's been a long time for Nick.
Coach Dave Rose has talked about his quick hands and how he seems to be able to get after guys who are handling the ball and get steals. Bold prediction, Nick Emery leads this team in steals at this end of the season. Is that too bold of a prediction on my part?
Well, I hate to, as someone who grew up with a tremendous brother that plays here at BYU, I hate to kind of put too much expectations on him because of his brother, but the reality is he's got a family in the Emerys that just know how to play hard and play good defense and get after it. And you mentioned quick hands. So, maybe he won't be the defender that Jackson was, which is all right because Jackson was one of the all-time greats. But he's going to be very good, and that will really help BYU a lot. They struggled defensively last year. They struggled a little bit early just in these exhibition games. They need a stopper out there. They need a guy that can count out for two or three steals a game, can guard his man one-on-one, not be a liability as a freshman. And I think Nick will be a very, very good defender. I don't know if he'll be as good as Jackson was. That's okay. BYU just needs him to be someone that can count on. He can be a leader defensively. And if he can do that, regardless of any points he might score, if he can help his team defensively, that would be huge.
All right, break time here on the Cougar Tip-Off Show. I may have another bold prediction for Mark coming up after this break. We'll hear from a couple of other guards, Chase Fisher and Corey Calvert. Also, we'll test Mark to see what he thinks about four-guard lineups. That's all coming up next here on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
BYU Food to Go, the MVP of your award parties, business meetings, family gatherings, wedding receptions, and tailgates. With a starting lineup including Y Sparkle, fruit trays, pulled pork sandwiches, and of course mint brownies, you are sure to wow the crowd. Coming soon to our new location, 2191 North Canyon Road. Call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go. Make Food to Go your MVP.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best thing at Chocorama is the ice cream.
My favorite flavor is chocolate.
What? Vanilla.
Chocolate.
I like to put Oreos and vanilla wafers. They just make it so delicious.
I like gummy bears because they're yummy.
Oreos.
Gummy bears.
Oreos.
The choice is yours at Chocorama.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the ramp goes up and makes it scores! Oh, off balance, tucked it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
Filling in for Greg Bell today, I am Cleon Wall. Greg and Mark will have the call of the game of BYU in Alaska coming up at 7:30. Chase Fisher earlier this week mentioned the goods and bads of having a lot of guys injured on this squad, including himself.
In a sense, just because, you know, you guys know how it is. You've watched a lot of basketball with chemistry and, you know, playing with certain lineups. You need to get used to each other. And But on the flip side, it's kind of good because, you know, a lot of other guys get to step up and play. And so it's been good, but we need to get those guys healthy. And, you know, we know if they could be out there, they'd be out there. So it's just kind of a weird time for all the injuries, but we'll get past it. And yeah, we had Spain, you know, to get chemistry as well.
Plenty of younger guys, Mark, got playing time in this last game. We could talk about Jacob Hartsock, Braden Shaw, Corey Calvert, Cooper Ainge. They all got playing time. Who was the guy that surprised you the most that got increased playing time in this past exhibition game?
You know, I really liked Ainge a lot. I thought he played very well, hit open three, and I think five or six assists in that game. Showed some real tenacity. I don't know how much he'll play this year, but he certainly took advantage of the time that he got. I liked Hartsock. I mean, again, not to put too high expectations on a guy because of his brother, but he took one shot that looked check. You like Noah from that baseline, and that was good to see. He's got some real size, can play that three. He and Celia, I think, are great three men. Could even play the four, but are stretch threes that bring you some size. That's what it's all about in these exhibition games, is for chance these young guys to show the coaches that they can be counted on, they can play well. And I thought, really, everybody that got in played pretty well. And it's going to be a battle. There's some open spots for guys to get some time, and a lot of guys want that time. So this is just now or never. You better come, and you better play hard. You better play well and make the coach have faith in you, not just knocking down shots, but in your defensive assignments. You've got to do the right thing. Go get some rebounds. BYU's got scores, but they could use defenders and rebounders. So there's ways to get playing time, and that's how those guys will have to do it. But I thought they all looked pretty good for their first game experience here in the Merit Center. They looked pretty confident, played very well.
And some of the young post players are going to get that playing time tonight, since both Kyle Davis and Jabal Aites are not going to be playing in this game. All right, break time again here on the Cougar Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll talk about the starting lineup tonight, which is going to include four guards. That's coming up next here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to utahhondadealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages. New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Grubel at courtside.
All right, one quick note before we get down to Greg and Mark down at the Marriott Center. BYU going with four-guard lineup tonight, including Nick Emery and Jake Toulson tonight. Before you get that twitchy eye saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe they're going through with this. It is an exhibition game, number one, and they're going to face plenty of small teams in the West Coast Conference. You might as well get to know what your guards are going to be like with a four-guard lineup right now here in the exhibition season. All right, break time here on the Cougar Tip-Off Show. You're listening to the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. You know I love talking about BYU sports, but I also love talking about what's new at your Utah. Utah Honda dealers. Honda's been named by Kelley Blue Book as America's best overall automotive brand. Honda is clearly a winner with the 2015 CR-V, Motor Trend's SUV of the year, plus the 2016 HR-Vs and Pilots are here. Test drive any new Honda at your Utah Honda dealers today or go to UtahHondaDealers.com. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
Are finished and the analysis is done. It's time to play BYU basketball.
Capuzzi comes away with it, goes back up with it, and it was! Biggest board of the game right there! Corbin Capuzzi fighting and scoring
on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of today's BYU basketball game is brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. State Farm, we exist to assist. Bodyguards, protect your mobile device without adding unnecessary bump at bodyguardswithaz.com. America First Credit Union, Utah's number one credit union. And by Taco Bell, sometimes you gotta live Moss. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, to welcome back courtside, Greg Wrubell with Mark Durant. Our thanks to Cleon Wall for getting us to this point in our pregame coverage. I'm back over from Southfield where the BYU women's soccer team defeated St. Mary's by a score of 4-1 tonight. Some last housekeeping items before we get underway here at the Marriott Center. The Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report, Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem, and Mountain View Hospital in Payson are proud to take care of athletes of all ages, not bigger, just better. And Mark, as you and Cleon probably talked about, the injury report is already kind of long for BYU. Tonight, they will not have Corbin Capuzzi, hamstring, not have Kyle Davis, ankle, not have Jamal Ates, ankle, and not have Jordan Chapman, ankle.
Yeah, and this gives me an injury just thinking about it, Greg, because that PTSD from last year where BYU's depth at the big man was so limited, and you look at this team, you think, wow, we got all kinds of depth, and now we're down to one again. And now the good news is you don't think any of these are long-term, and by next week they'll be ready to go, but, man, that's scary to think about. But when you think you have depth, that can go very quickly.
Let's meet tonight's America First Credit Union starting lineups. We'll start off with the visitors. The Alaska Nanooks. The Nanooks last year went 7-19, 3-14 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference out of Division II. They'll start with number 20, Joe Slocum, at the point guard. 6'3", 190, a senior from San Francisco, California, a transfer from City College of San Francisco. At number three, Alex Duncan, 6'2", 175, a senior from Boise, Idaho, and Whatcom Community College. At the three, number 24, Trevante Williams, 6'4", 200, senior from Anchorage, Alaska, and a transfer from Adams State College. At the four, number 13, Bengali Kaba, 6'6", 210, a junior from Houston, Texas, also a community college transfer. And the starting center, number 35, at 6'8", 240, a senior from Belgrade, Serbia, and Olon College, Almir Hadzi Sahovic. That is your